I remember it like it was yesterday. The keys were handed to me. Not to a car, but to a movement. An incredibly important and beloved movement. Catalyst. I was driving to the office for the first time in my leadership role. It was weird. I'd been in my role with North Point Ministries for the past decade. My identity had been connected to that organization for years. Not only was I about to start something completely new, but my identity was also about to change. Again. I had been with Catalyst for a year, but now I was taking the reins. The way leaders related to me was going to change. My new role involved a different set of responsibilities and greater authority. That realization elicited a fresh set of fears and insecurities, but also excitement. I remember being nervous and wondering whether I had what it was going to take to lead the organization into the future. I was curious whether I would be able to gain influence with and trust from the team that already existed and that had been investing in the organization for years. Then I walked into the room and I was in charge. I had personally experienced meaningful God encounters through the movement. I had heard hundreds of leaders, I'm not exaggerating, talk about how it had changed their lives, their families, their churches, their businesses. God had handed me this movement to lead. I held the keys to Catalyst. Catalyst had been around for 14 years. It was a massive movement of Christian leaders that had had an impact on hundreds of thousands of leaders. It was a platform that helped catapult many artists and speakers to new heights. It had influence in the church and outside the church. With that influence came attention. Everyone had an opinion on what Catalyst should be. Everyone would have thoughts on how I should lead it. John Maxwell, Andy Stanley, Craig Groeschel, Christine Kane. So many legends had been part of this. My heart and mind were filled with a complete range of emotions. My spirit was overwhelmed. My joy was real. My fear might have been even more real. How in the world was I going to take this precious, said almost like Gollum in The Lord of the Rings, gift and steward it to the best of my ability? What was going to be my role in its story? How was I to make changes appropriately? I was inheriting a very special gift. I was following directors like Gabe Lyons, Jeff Shinnebarger, and Brad Lominick. These guys had led incredibly well for their seasons. How was I to follow that? Was I to try to do what they did or do something else? Was my leadership going to be up to the task? Catalyst really matters. It wasn't like the time when I was handed the G.I. Joe aircraft carrier as a kid. Then I felt responsible for taking care of a special toy, but how well I did so was not going to affect anyone's life. This movement had had eternal impact because the leaders were faith leaders. Was I ready for this? If you're listening to this book, I have a hunch that you've taken over for someone, you've been handed something, or you have a multitude of some things and some ones you're trying to lead in a God-honoring way. You may be asking some questions, such as these that were running through my mind and my heart when I inherited Catalyst. What in the world is God up to? Do I have what it takes? Do I really want to take over something so loved by so many? Is there a secret sauce to doing what the leaders before me did? What if it doesn't grow? Why am I scared? Why am I excited? Do I have to make sure I always dress cool? How in the world do I get the current team on board with my leadership? Is everyone on the current team in the right seat on the bus? Are they all supposed to be on this bus? What do I do if I don't like how some things are done? How do I honor the past without being crippled by it? What if they don't think I'm as funny as I think I am? How do I lead with confidence and authenticity? What are others going to think about me and the decisions I make? What happens if I mess this up? What happens if I succeed? How do I steward the legacy of the leaders who started this movement? God, are you sure it's me?